For WBAI News, I'm Linda Perry. The NYPD, with the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, arrested men they said were members of three street gangs responsible for violent crimes throughout West Harlem. The 103 suspected gang members face charges including conspiracy to commit murder, attempted murder, and gang assault. The arrests occurred at two Harlem public housing complexes, General Grant and Manhattanville Houses. This didn't sit well with some Harlem residents like Will Reese.
What happened on Wednesday morning, 5:30 in the morning, is that an army of over 400 police with helicopters, body armor, military-style weapons invaded this neighborhood and rounded up and took away over 100 people. They knocked down doors with battering ramps. They came in here like a genuinely military invasion. And you had grandmothers and mothers trying to hide their 15-year-olds, reminiscent of slavery days or something. And all of this is done under the umbrella of fighting crime and going after gangs. But it's very much connected with stop and frisk. But the random arrests and criminalization of black and Latino youth, they said they arrested people from 15-year-olds to 30-year-olds.
Reese says this cannot become the new norm.
If this system can waste the kind of human potential that exists in these youth and in these communities, if it can waste it and criminalize it, if it can arrest it and put them in concrete cages and can't find the answers, then they need to get out of the way.
Audrey Smith is a Harlem mom with a 15-year-old son. She lives at Grant Houses. Smith says the cops destroyed the neighborhood when they came in.
They also put a fear that people don't want to come outside, you know, just to go to the store. You have to walk outside. You have to enjoy your community. You have to go pick up your child. You might be coming from work. What is this? What's going on?
It's Harlem. It's not the Upper East Side. So here in Harlem, you know, the police, they take a strong stance. And
Raymond Harris has been living in Harlem most of his life.
This neighborhood has been gang related for like since forever. But I do feel like that the police do overstep their boundaries with a lot of stuff, man. And, you know, this is New York City. The police can kill you and get away with it. You know, like I've been stopped in this neighborhood since 93, since I was 13, and you know, it's like they look down on you in this neighborhood, you know.
For these Harlem residents, the way the police conducted mass arrests this week isn't community policing. It's not the way to rebuild trust and ties within the community. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.